It's another poem by Julian Tubin, first published 1925, translated by Barry King. It's called Saturday Night Song. Hooray! The echo will resound throughout the white square when a sincere drunkard song emanates from my throat. Tonight, I'll be lapping up Smokey Pop's atmosphere. I'm bloody well going to get slushed, buzzed, and somewhere flooped. My spirit gorged. I'll hit the table with my strong fist, looking for some brightness from these gloomy days. Take no more use of touch, liberty! Well, the vile twists my ricketed brats in the garret wrote away. I drink smash everything in sight, but never mind. I'll pay myself. Can I not afford to buy a glass or two? I can, you bastards! With the rubles from my black grind, I could even have 2,000 mistresses to woo. I smash because I feel like it. Hang it all, freedom, I've power. Run, spirit, till dawn. Today we rule. And when I leave the pub with hands in the pockets of my trousers, I'll stagger wide down the drunken street. Nobody's fool.
Thank you, Will. Helen Harrison.
A couple of poems about minds and a couple about sea. The rhythm of what? This is about a farmer nearby in County Monaghan telling us, use a couple of words and telling us about all the different types of wood. Best for burning fire. The rhythm of wood. Hazel bends well, made for fire. Ash splits are cut easily. The thorn is the best. Elders are useless, he gestures through gaps. His hands are veined like leaves. He touches his cap in thought. He's a character from this townland, born of the substance of soil, his pride in woodpiles. A shy batching smile and dragging a branch comments on the cold march. His furrowed brow, like his fields, are full with life, worn with the tread of time, fertilised with the rapture of repetition, feeds his ragged trouser philanthropy. 40 acres and a rose-scented doorway to the past. At last, reconciled to being a bachelor and a good neighbour, I smile gratitude for his earthy routine, the rhythm of wood freely given. Restless sighs. Her sharp brown eyes survey the scene, choking ivy of emerald green. Though fallen leaves now wet, soon melting underground, arguments to forget, or grow a thicker skin, against one's heart to win, as pain of loss more profound, is she no longer around. Her voice I'd miss, so I fix to memory a mother's eyes, surveying scenes, cutting ivy of emerald green, sweep away her restless sighs, like leaves upon her drive. That's a new one. I'd say a couple of the sea. Fight. Glad I can't build sea like land. It just seeps into my soul, through my fingers, out of my hands. Poems like broken shells, fragments of a person's life, or weakness and strength exposed to the bite. And finally, the voyaging vessel. This is inspired by a trip to Bray by the sea. Even as the tides subside, I glide the horizon like a black-backed gull. Waves of awe unleash a various world of words I find deep in the folds of a sail-weathered wind. Freedom, like golden grain in my hand, rolling the currents to fly against a limitless sky. I harbour the salt and the scent from bays of seafaring faces, the sea of pearled possibilities, where beneath the rim and the rhythm, coral shells and speckled fish water me with colour.
Thanks, Martha. And Marcel Cronin.
Years ago, the Rolling Stones brought out an album with unplugged music, and they called it Stripped. So I will read unplugged today, but I have to strip a little bit as well. I will show you my new t-shirt. And that is the t-shirt of the Lee. And that's why I chose this poem, and I think it's one of my most Irish poems I have ever written. And there's one line with the River Lee inside. After the first performance of the season, the United Poets shook hands, and I got the good news of a happy new year that had just begun for all of us. Later, on my own way home, I couldn't get the man out of my mind who had shown the audience his stigmata and given proof of his great wisdom. I felt future wasn't a matter of happiness. My neighbor would try the next suicide and fail, as usual, with every attempt, so that he had to enjoy the coming days, as I have had too. Like him, I arrived safely and fell asleep rescuing myself from burning out, but soon was woken up by the night, which was freezing, like today, and full of sounds. The air directed hidden birds in the dark and resonated with an Irish tune. In an old manner, I couldn't accept such reality and closed the window of my bedroom to lie in silence for the last part of my slumber. While my eyelids were resting, I became convinced that the whispering colors of the night and the birds with their chat about incidental music would push my dreams further Irish-wise. I didn't know how switched the light on afterwards, but the song was there again to my delight, cradling the River Lee, which I had passed on my way home. And when I got my legs out of bed, I suddenly remembered that at last the shape of a landscape had covered my infidel body, and it was milled and moist and green, an unspoken word of the night before.
Thank you, Marcel. Nice t-shirt. If anybody doesn't know what that Local League campaign is about, it's definitely worth looking into. Basically, it's really an engineer's solution to a problem that, basically you got to save the walls of the city because a very beautiful city is under threat by a poorly designed plan to protect it from floods. Mary Nagel is next. A five-year challenge for Mary Nagel, I think.
Being down is when you've lost something, but don't ask people if they've seen it, and don't hope it'll turn up. The rook might know, but only beats. Thoughts play around you with nuisance. They want you to come to their den, and you want it too. You're a misted window that no one is writing on. You're powerless to ask them to, through their glass. You repeatedly fall under all that must be done before returning to your room where an old friend sits who doesn't like you. Rest, he says, and smiles when you wake beneath the same answerless sky. You fail to adorn or improve the dull walls that surround you. You mull their imperfect blankness, blankly turning them into your mind.
Thank you, Mary. All proudly.
Mother, damage. She circling. Danger to no one. 2,000 sailors drowned. 68 survivors. Boyfriends. Girlfriends. Orphans. Poor Hamburg. Not cricket, cruel England, a trustee of the Second World War. Two male dogs on the street, going at it like hammer and tongs. Box office, poison, chinet.
Cedric Picon.
I hope this one is not too long. The hunter is out in the snow, battling the wind. In his hands, armed bows and arrows. His face has written like drums of determination against the blows. He is out for prey, whatever he could consume, that would die without a prey. Food was scarce, hunger had chased all emotions away. As he breaks forward, he reaches his best find and his last encounter. A clear area that snow has, guarded by a massive predator. The wolf faces him and stares, barely visible behind the white bird. The man doesn't break, reaches back from the protective fur. He's ready to fight back with his life at stake. He aims and releases, an effort instantly swept off, witnesses the waste and freezes. The rendered, his head comes off, clean from a blow that wasn't wind. His blood flows out with his life, killed by a wolf, fed by the strife of comfort pit against need. Respect never won against greed, but nature beats all down.
Thank you, Ciaran. And this is while the joke is over. The quick prince, often failing Buster, bleeding to incisions on an incised taste. A roaring slide hits the eccentric spot. A showdown for show, an early piece. Riding against type, evading ridicule. Accolades from Amazon just cut the surface. A legacy chafing for the time being. No one being dispensable shall rot. An open tryst for the information of grace. To be what you might have been, Sark's Fury. Tan drumming off in psyche, wishing for the list of things to come to because of dark. Place of importance, songs of scattered wisdom, straying from left to right as humbly required. Elected despots cutting their price. The will of others milling past requirements. Smoking journals pointed to crime, gratefully upsetting the cause celebrated. A best friend's presence straightens the journey. Can we reflect on what not to do? A clown disguise doesn't need an alibi. Stop and trade wanting a sleeping plot. Jibes not understanding what the feature is. On the bounce of somewhere, you know a joke but yours. Thank you.
Sweeve, I know that I'm actually working on a collection called Personal Moon, and it's about like symbolism of our dependence on social media. And you don't need to know a background for this new edition for it, but yeah, this is going to be either part 4 or part 5, depends if the old part 4 is going to work or not. But this one's not finished either, but sounds better. Part 4, Webhead. This is some techno, some programming slamnet. Part 4, Webhead. An independent programmer percepts his head as a billion neurons, nodes, with synapses, edges, that represent a network of an infinite loop that's supposed to replicate a soul over and over and over and over again. And the millions and millions and millions and millions and trillions of traveling salesmen solve their own impossible problems and visit those infinite nodes with postcards of thanks and love to long-lost distant muses. They are luminous and hunchbacked like the programmer and are glowing under full moon trapdoors wide open, and yet can travel. While the programmer, he falls. His head cracks, and you see a webbed head, nothing but a webbed head, and he forgets he's a poet. Modern instinct calls, with a phantom text buzz, and the programmer reacts and reads the empty inbox, waiting and missing for his mute muse to respond. Thank you.
Best luck with the other pair of four as well. Ray Gallagher. Bernadette Gallagher is the second last four.
No counting to 10 before they spoke. Bodies wrapped in shrouds, or at least cloth, buried in chambers beneath the earth. Bodies buried beneath rubble of homes, bombed by civilized people of east, west, north and south. Bodies drowned beneath the sea, dumped from boats, or fallen, escaping from torture of hunger, and worse, to a body no longer in need of nourishment. Bodies of homeless beside our government buildings. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone.
This poem was to say goodbye to red wine. Rich aroma of a good red, lingering, calling out like a ray of sunshine to the sea, waking up my senses in anticipation. Smooth as silk, you touch my lips, a perfect union in the making. Communion with you, trickle down my throat, full-bodied, making whole, like no other lover before. Red cloak offer covering to my failings, smoothing out the crevices of my life, filling grooves and cracks in my life's history, smoothing the jagged edges of the metal. Crying tears of ink upon these pages, breaking links that anchor you to me, a new beginning now at this late stage, weary as I say my last goodbye. To you I owe my gratitude for survival, to you owe I the blame for loss of power, but I'll miss you no longer than I must as I gather up my senses from the dust. And now my poem has left my pen, and I'm sitting here with dried up ink, like a dried up vine, wondering just how will I spend my time.